You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Get in the know, nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
We got a team in here. And this is like intent. Now, can I come up here? We got a score.
Yeah. Welcome in to Daily Minnesota Vikings Entertainment here. This is Purple Daily, and we want one thing. We want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we all die. Judd's closer in age than we are.
Yeah, the clock is technically ticking on me.
But Declan's family history says otherwise.
Yep.
And Phil's cholesterol might suggest things, too. We'll see.
Please.
Phil having no idea how to kayak properly and having his oar snap in half last weekend caused some panic that maybe he was not going to outlast.
If you and Aunt Edwards could just stay off the water, I'd appreciate it greatly.
Yeah, we both have very similar upsides in life and financial capabilities, too, I think, me and Aunt Edwards. All right, Mackie, Judd, executive producer Declan, Purple Daily presented by TCL. Enjoy more of what you love with TCL. And Judd Zulgad's been out at training camp. We're going to hit you again probably Sunday night with another Purple After Dark episode in addition to the daily episodes you've grown accustomed to. But Judd's been hammering content on all the Score North platforms. Score North TikTok kind of blowing up. So check us out there. Score North Instagram, Twitter, obviously Facebook. Four Question Friday is going to tee Judd up to talk about his camp observations here. So let's start with question number one. How's Kellen Mond looking?
All right. Let's call a spade a spade. Kellen Mond, as I think I told you yesterday, remains definitely the third QB. But I'm not going to lie. I saw something. So you know, this is our chance now as we get further and further into camp to sort of dissect what guys do well and what they don't do well. And there are some things that are hard to tell. But you know, one thing that's not hard to tell is how a quarterback throws a football. Kellen Mond has a funky delivery that I would consider to be less than fluid that I think they're going to have to coach out of him. And I also believe, I believe there will be no question when it comes to Kellen Mond with work ethic or wanting to improve, so that's not going to be a problem. So coaching a funky delivery out of him probably can be done. But he's just got a little bit of a hitch or something that I could see being okay in college. But there's a big difference between college football and the National Football League. So that was an observation I just saw. And it's not like on checkdowns. It's not all the time, right?
Okay.
But when he goes to throw a pass, and, you know, let's say downfield pass, there's something about the mechanics that he has that I think
is it like a Philip Rivers thing or like what?
No,
like, can you demonstrate it just for us visually? Or
it's more like how it's not like where he comes from.
Oh, here we go.
So much. Thanks, Dex. Hold on a second. It's not so much where he comes from to me, but sort of just like a mid throws a hitch or something.
Okay.
That doesn't look like, if you watch a guy throw a pass like Kirk, there's just a fluid nature of the follow through and the whole process.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, it's not surprising. In fairness, keep in mind Aaron Rodgers had to have his mechanics reworked.
Yeah.
So like, this is not a, oh my God, he can't throw the football and he's going to fail. Not at all.
Yeah.
But this is the luxury of time. And this is also the good thing about saying you're not the number two quarterback. And if Kirk goes down, you're in, kid. So I'm not saying that this as like a death knell, but in observing training camp and functioning in my role as the guy that goes out there and sweats to watch this stuff, I'm just bringing you what I saw.
Well, that's kind of what the, I mean, isn't that, there's a few things that were talked about that drove Kellen Mond maybe from potentially being a first-round pick, right? It was that rigid style. When you watch Jimbo Fisher quarterbacks, right, it's very mechanical, and this is how we drop back and throw and go through our progressions, right? It's very systematic. And, you know, just watching, like, YouTube videos of him, even on the great plays, it looks rigid. It doesn't look, when you watch, I'm just, you know, trying to think of other quarterbacks that have some mobility, like a Josh Allen or a Russell Wilson or like whatever the upside would be for a mobile quarterback with a pretty good arm. And those guys look fluid and comfortable and right, nimble, and they're using their mobility, and sometimes they bring the ball down, right? It's not drop back, boom, boom, right? So that was the biggest thing for him that people were saying is he's going to need some NFL coaches to come in and just like knock the rigidity out of his motion and his mechanics. And so, you know, he's had some mini camp and OTAs, but this is really the first time full team, full everything, full training camp where they've had the chance to get their hands on him. And it's maybe what you're saying is even more reason for him to not be second on your depth chart going into week one.
Absolutely,
right?
Is. Absolutely.
Okay. So, all right. So Kellen Mond looks like garbage is what you're saying. Is that what you're saying?
Stop. I'm telling you, when I spend 2 hours out there watching practice, I'm trying to bring you the insider's perspective.
And that hazardous air conditioning, too. My God, yesterday in the Twin Cities, it was terrifying.
It was bad air. Yeah. It was really bad air. But you know what? It wasn't humid. I will take smoke from fires over stifling humidity any day.
You'll take some possibly put a potential lung damage over sweltering heat any day of the week.
Yes. Well,
all right.
Yes.
Question number two here is going to be presented by our friends at PXG Minneapolis, a golfer's paradise. And if you're looking to get out, enjoy some summer wind blowing in from across the fairway, get some PXG clubs in your hand from PXG Minneapolis. First off, it's a golfer's paradise, and you can stop in and see for yourself just why people love going in there, shopping for clubs, apparel, why PXG is becoming one of the top and most fun golf brands in the country right now. PXG Minneapolis in Southdale Center. Find out more at pxg.com/Minneapolis. Here's question two. Why is Dakota Dozier still getting starting right guard snaps right now? Why?
Okay.
Why?
Why?
Why me? Okay, Nancy Kerrigan, let's tackle that one. So Dakota Dozier, again, yesterday was with the first team a lot. Ole Udo also was at times, and it's very clear they're going back and forth. The only thing that I can figure, and I don't know why they like Dozier, the only thing I can figure is that Ole Udo is on track to be the starter. At this point in time, Wyatt Davis is a clear number three. Like, it's just clear. So if Ole Udo wins the job, and keep in mind, he's a tackle by trade, so he's being moved from tackle to guard. But after what Dozier did and didn't do last year, I will continue to be confused as to why they're giving him such a chance. I don't know if they'll think he'll be an improved player on the right side as opposed to the left side. I, honest to God, don't know their thinking. But they clearly have a different thought process because they continue to give him substantial first-team reps than any of us do. I'd love to know why. I don't know that they're going to answer that question,
dude,
in a way that
like,
would make
like,
happy.
What is the – I didn't understand bringing him back to start with.
I'm with you.
And then it was like, okay, well, so they like that he's got the system down. And, okay, as a backup for depth, if he's seventh or eighth on your offensive line sort of depth chart or ladder, all right, I can get with that.
Yeah.
All right, so, okay, wow, so he's starting with the ones in minicamp. And at OTA, it's like, oh, that's interesting. But I guess you got to make the rookies earn it. We're getting a little too close for comfort here for me that it's going to be August here in a couple of days, and this dude is still running with the ones. So either they see something despite how historically bad he was, according to Pro Football Focus last year. Where, no, you guys, I know it was bad last year, but trust us. Or they're just out of their minds. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, let's wait until they put the pads on, perhaps, and then it might change. But I'm with you. I don't understand why he's back. Like, at some point in time, you're just like, okay, it didn't work. That's cool. Or that's not cool, but it didn't work. So I can't. It is a mystery of life right now. Like, there are some things. Someday, when I do die and hopefully go upstairs, I will ask God, what was up with Dakota Dozier being the right guard during training camp in 2021? Hey, St. Peter, I just got one question for God, if I could get through here.
Like, the other thing, too, is, there's so many people in Vikings Bloggerville, like, who are, all these people that said Kirk's contract is going to prevent the Vikings from signing players. You should admit that you were wrong now. It's like, well, first of all, the Vikings have done an amazing job going through a unique bargain bin that hasn't necessarily existed before because of the salary cap coming down, defensively specifically. Like, they've done an amazing job. And D.D. Westbrook on offense is great. But don't you think if they could go back, if they had a way to, carve $10 or $15 million off Kirk's contract and really get in there for Joe Thuney, for instance, right? That they would have rather had a more established veteran option at guard? Like, Dakota Dozier is still among your starting offensive linemen in large part because you don't have enough money to go get, or you didn't to go get someone who was better.
They got very fortunate in some ways, not fortunate always, that the salary cap essentially went down. So, like, they got good bargains. But that doesn't mean that they signed Pro Bowl players. Yeah, it's confusing as to what people don't understand about that.
Yeah. All right, question number three here on this four-question Friday. And this one's going to be presented by Pig Approved Barbecue. So you guys, give me the review. You guys had some Pig Approved Barbecue last week, basically during the break between shows.
I actually ate.
We were eating on the show. I was devouring the rib mid-show.
Yeah, Jeb was eating a rib bone at one point.
It was delicious. Yeah. It was delicious. Dex?
Yeah.
I would say 10 out of 10 for Pig Approved Barbecue. It was fantastic. And in fact, you're not Mr. Barbecue guy.
I am not.
You said that and you loved it.
I'm not Mr. Barbecue guy. Sometimes in the Midwest here, we over-evaluate what we think is good barbecue. I have family in the South. My brother lives in North Carolina. I think they do it the best. Pig, this barbecue, this shredded pulled pork, this mac and cheese, this is legit. I'm telling you, this is the actually, I have high standards for barbecue. This meets those standards.
100% wood smoked and smoked fresh daily. It's called Pig Approved Barbecue. Check them out off Larpenter Avenue in St. Paul or have it delivered, pigapprovedbarbecue.com.
Just a thought, it would be a great idea if you're going to tailgate or have a Vikings-related party of some sort.
Definitely.
To have
Bite me.
Pig-approved barbecue.
I'll bring the seltzers. Yeah. You bring the pig-approved barbecue. We'll
provide
have a great time.
Cater for sure.
Yep.
So coming, baby.
Question number three, how does kicker Greg Joseph look so far to you?
Hallelujah, amen, 5 for 5 under the watchful eye of Zim yesterday. And
how closely is Zim standing? Is he just hovering?
He's staring? Not. He seemed very – So here's the weird thing about Zim thus far, and it's 2 days in, so take this with a grain of salt. But in his press conference yesterday that he did before practice, he is in such a good mood because he got everything he wanted on defense. And it's sort of like the rest of the world. Zim's in love. And so, like, the rest of the world can be falling apart. And Zim's like, but I'm in love with my defense. Yeah. So, Greg Joseph, congratulations. 5 for 5. And as I tweeted, only in Vikingville can the training camp kicker making 5 for 5 be a story.
Real quick, we don't normally do this, and we're not going to talk about it on this show, but Jose Berríos was just traded to the Blue Jays. So if you're a Twins fan and you want us breaking that down, we will be doing that later today on this Friday on the Score North YouTube channel and on Mackie and Judd's podcast feed. So Jose Berríos to the Blue Jays. I know that probably means Dex is going to be while on camera working Score North socials here. So you go do that, and we'll carry the ship here. So, all right, I don't care about Greg Joseph's preseason and training camp accuracy as much. I guess it's kind of a no-win for him in that if he were to go 1 for 5 in practice, it's a thing. But when he goes 5 for 5, it doesn't matter. So it's tough.
It matters to to Zimmern Vikings fans. That's it.
Well, but I'm saying 5 for 5 in practice or preseason doesn't prove anything. It doesn't mean that, like, in week 8, you know, in a big game.
Sure.
The only thing Greg Joseph can do in the next month is keep his job by just not screwing up in practice. He can't, like, prove that he's the one or anything like that.
No,
like,
I hear you. It's just a good start, okay? We're two days into camp.
Look at you.
Quit being so demanding.
Why are you so optimistic? What happened?
Who are you?
Demanding.
You got 2 days of training camp, and all of a sudden you're happy-go-lucky Jet. I don't know who this guy is anymore.
I'm heat-stricken. That's what I am. I'm heat and smoke stricken.
Dude, I almost got heat. I got mild heat stroke my first time ever covering Vikings training camp in 2007. It was the first time I'd ever shaved my head. And I'd never, like, I'd never had to think about putting sunscreen on my head before. I literally stood out there for like 5 hours across 2 practices. Oh my God, my head's on fire. I got home and I was like palpitating and shaking and stuff. It's bad. So you got to be careful. Even for the writers and the reporters and the media, training camp can be kind of a grind.
Amen.
You guys want question number 4 here?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Actually, question number 4 is just, what else stood out to you, Judd Zulga, at training camp? What are like the 3 other things that were notable from yesterday's training camp that we deserve to know?
Number 1, post-practice. Interesting to see potential expected future starting right guard, third round pick, Wyatt Davis, working with Kellen Mond, just the 2 of them and a coach, on snapping the football. Snapping the football, which I guess...
I like the details.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, I mean, that leads me to believe that they're trying to improve Davis's versatility, possibly to move him to center and see if he can eventually... I'm not talking immediately, okay? But I'm just saying, creating the opportunity that he could play a couple of positions. I don't know if he... I don't think he played center in college, but he certainly could have played it at some point in time before. Another detail off of that I took to be a good one. So rookie working with rookie, they are going through with Davis snapping to Mond, and this is all for Davis to learn. So it's not like Mond needs to take snaps. But when they got done with it, Mond basically started to give advice to Davis on
leadership.
Snap the ball harder. Because it's not bad if it's, because it was coming back just too soft, I think, which is fine. But anyway, I just like the fact that
these are the details that we need, right? I felt
like it was something that we saw with him providing constructive guidance. So, like, it wasn't like he was being a jerk. He was just, he was basically telling him how to improve his craft at a position he does not know, which for a rookie to tell a rookie that is a positive thing. So, yes, I think that there definitely is something there with Mond. Mond doesn't seem to me to be frazzled. Like, this doesn't seem too big, which just from a psychological standpoint becomes very important, because obviously this position can overwhelm you.
The Meadows at Mystic Lake has modified its golf policies to follow the COVID-19 public health recommendations and welcomes you to play this award-winning public golf course. It offers a unique, challenging, and scenic golf experience. The Meadows at Mystic Lake is a full-service golfing destination, enhanced by nearby food and entertainment, including the Meadows Bar and Grill and Mystic Lake Casino Hotel. It's never too early to book a tee time or shop the pro shop. Stop in or visit golfthemeadows.com. That's golfthemeadows.com. Owned and operated by Shakopee Mdewakanton Sioux Community.
I think what you just laid out there is, I'm definitely curious about Mond's mechanics, and like, he's got to be able to make the throws and make the reads and all those things, right? But if he's really going to be a starting quarterback option for the Vikings starting, let's say, in 2022, his leadership, the way that he interacts with his teammates, like, you've got to be the one that people gravitate toward on that roster.
Yes.
Even if you're young and inexperienced. And this may be a little thing, and I'm not going to say that he's a great leader because of it, but I like that he's working with offensive linemen and the you know, fellow rookies on certain things after practice. So, you know, score that one a win for Kellen Mond, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Second thing, just observationally, Irv Smith Jr., a lot of catches, looked good. But more importantly, I do think that this is going to shape up to be the year where we stop saying, he looks really good. Use him more, to he gets used more. I think before we get excited about D.D. Westbrook being signed. And, you know, are they going to use D.D. now more because he's their third receiver? Westbrook's hurt right now. He's coming off the ACL, so he's not doing a lot right now. But I really think that he's going to be, one, a punt return guy, and two, if necessary, depth. So if Thielen or Jefferson get nicked up, he will play. But I think when we're talking about who's going to be the third option as a receiver, who's going to see the ball more and more and more, Irv Smith Jr.
All right, we're going to say goodbye on Purple Daily. The Twins just got a haul for Jose Berríos. We should go talk about that on our other YouTube channel.
Okay.
Go find it. We'll hit you guys with more Purple Daily content throughout the weekend. This has been Four Question Friday, presented also in part by Federated Mutual Insurance Company. They've been providing peace of mind and frontline protection for businesses since the early 1900s. Based in Owatonna, Minnesota, they're one of us. They're also Minnesota sports fans. They support a lot of Minnesota sport, the Gophers Athletics, Timberwolves Link. So check them out. If you're a business owner, federatedinsurance.com. And remember, at Federated, it's our business to protect yours. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for making this a super fun community. Daily Vikings Entertainment. We'll see you guys tomorrow on Purple Daily.